Welcome to another episode of The Influential Executive. You know that with our podcast, we collect all different perspectives on life, on business, so that you can view your own situation through a new lens. So many people have become very successful and they all did it completely in their own way. There are thousands of different ways to get what you want. And the more different perspectives you see, the more possibilities you will see for your specific situation. And now today, we have a very special perspective. I would say this is probably the most loving perspective that we have collected so far. You may remember Carissa from episode 6, and today she's back. Today, we will show you a fragment of a Skype conversation that we had, a coaching call in which I asked Carissa all kinds of things about how she looks at business. She's being called the miracle millionaire. She understands the power of manifestation. She uses the law of attraction to attract into her life what she likes to have. And although we used to have judgments about it several years ago, the moment we started open up our minds and listening to what she has to say and try things out, a lot of good things happened. So today we're sharing that with you. Carissa is the author, together with her partner Sylvie, of the beautiful book Ask and You Shall Receive. Their names are not on the cover. They publish it under the name Receive Joy. Because they say our names don't matter. What matters is that the message gets into the world. So 100% positive words in the book. And today in this episode, you will hear how Carissa applies these principles in her own business, how she recommends us to apply it, and what are some of the foundational principles or building blocks that you can use to get more of what you want with less effort. Now you know that with Earn More Work Less, we are specialized in helping people work stress-free. With our How to Work Stress-Free course, we already helped hundreds upon hundreds of people, and soon we are gonna open up the floodgates and let everybody in with our free online masterclass, How to Work Stress-Free. People have called it groundbreaking, revolutionary, life-changing, and we make it available for free. This is the stress-free revolution. The world has been stressed out enough. Right now, it is up to you as a listener to decide for yourself if you want the best, if you want to get ahead and you're tired of all the stress, you want to do the work with a smile on your face and go faster than you've ever done before. We are here for you. earnmoreworkless.com/stress-free-masterclass. Now first, enjoy our conversation with Carissa.
Okay, so I want to show you something for fun. Do you see that behind me?
Definitely. I can read it even. The sticky notes.
From children. So does Alexander say he can do it?
Yeah, that's awesome. We started doing it as well.
Yeah. And so what they do for fun when they were younger is they would write one thing per note because they were kids. And then they would take that note and when it came true, then they would put it into a new stack of all the gains or things that they created.
Ah, exactly.
And so yeah. That's how it started when we were not the miracle millionaires. We were just starting. And these were children. So now they're teenagers and they still do it, but they, so sometimes we do just still very fast writing, one thing that we desiring per note.
Cool. Yeah. It's a lot cleaner than this one because this has five.
Yeah. Cause we're older. I mean, this was for children and you know, that way if they got their new Disney movie coming out that they were really waiting for, the Disney movie and they could move it over.
Exactly.
So that's how we start, even with adults, when they haven't had much training.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really wonderful. And
we coincidentally, or maybe not, we received the workbooks that Sylvie sent over on Friday.
Good.
We immediately got started with those as well. And so far it's been, if only for the morning ritual of filling that in together, it's been really great.
Yes. It's literally a 5-minute exercise. And what's so interesting, you say, why do you do it? Well, remember, if the molecules can only move with your asking, every time we can ask, pray. So by the time I get to whatever number one on the list is, I wrote it the night before, so I prayed before I went to sleep over my 5. I woke up, it's on top of my book, so I pray again over it. On my way to the event, I pray over it. It gets 3 prayers every event, even if it's going to the office supply store.
Exactly.
Okay, so now I'm going to really explain the answer to your question of why the 5 and how.
Yeah.
So, and I could read you a beautiful text. So one day I needed to get some repair done in the kitchen. And so Sylvie was there with me and we were doing the sticky note and I was, here's my sticky note for tomorrow. And number one is plumber for kitchen. And so I said, now why do I put the plumber on there? And I said, so because I'm going to pray over this plumber. I never met him 3 times before he comes to my house. I'm going to pray that he has a great experience. I'm going to pray that I have a great experience. I'm going to pray that we impact each other's lives in a huge way. I'm going to pray that it's the best plumber I ever had. I'm going to pray that he does everything in my house that I need repaired. Even though he's a plumber, he's going to fix my kitchen rack for my stove. So it's just, and his life's going to be blessed and my life's going to be blessed. And so I gave him a book after he was there complaining, you know, doing all my list. He says to Sylvie, I've never seen anybody have such a list for one guy to do. I paid him for 3 hours. He fixed all the bathrooms. He did everything. And then he texted us back the next day and he said, I have never met such humble people as the two of you. Thank you for existing on this earth.
Wow.
Okay. So it's just a plumber. I picked him out of the phone book, right? And random. So because I put him on my sticky note and I had so much 10-star experience prayer over him, his life, he wrote more than one text. He said, I read the book Between Customers after I left your house. And he said, I went to bed contemplating the book, and he can hardly type good English. And he said, and I woke up in total gratitude. Thank you for your existence on this earth. So can you imagine what you can do to one little experience if we just pray over it or put it on a sticky note or say it's going to be a 10-star experience. And so, I mean, isn't that just magical?
It is. And I notice it that merely the fact of writing it down, it triggers you to choose the right words. And that's already the first step towards starting to visualize about what it is that you really want. And the more you think back of it and repeat it, the more, and there's also a physical aspect to it, of course. You tell your conscious brain what you want and it starts to look in the archive of everything it's ever experienced for good ideas, new connections. And I find that they also come to awareness much faster when you're very clear about what it is that you're after.
Yes. So clarity is everything. And clarity helps you have absolute confidence. So clarity and confidence is how God creates everything. And when we become like Jesus, we would have clarity and confidence. And because we have the power of the pen, we can help get our clarity by crossing things out, writing it 3 times, editing it, whatever it is. So the sticky note just becomes something that's so simple that anybody can take this little thing. And I say, okay, write something. Okay, I can write something on this little thing, right? Yeah. To hand them a workbook when you first start might be, whoa, that's a lot. But a little teeny sticky note, like even children, can change and script their life. And so the amount of miracles, and you can see the asking of just one kid were in the room. Look at how much asking is going on in the back of a door for just one. I have 3 kids and me and my husband. Can you imagine how much asking goes out of this house?
Yeah.
So when you understand asking, everything, it makes sense that you take one extra moment in the nighttime, in the morning, to ask.
Yeah.
And then really pray over the people involved in your asking. And so I really pray over every merchant who sells me a new folder. So before I get to the office supply store, I write what I'm going to, but I pray over the merchant. I pray over the store. I pray over the goodness. I pray over the price. So I went and prayed over my purchase of some folders yesterday. And I pray the night before, and I pray on the way, and I pray in the parking lot. I pray after I'm done in the parking lot. And so I walked in there and I bought $44 worth of folders. I had $37 credit. I walked out with an $11 bill. I also prayed that I get a great price before I walk in.
Yeah.
See? So I always pray on the sale, the great price. I always pray on that. That's always a part when I'm shopping. And so I get all these miracle deals. I walked into another store yesterday. It was on my prayer list. And my neighbor runs the store. And one of my salt grinders didn't work anymore. And I prayed that she would just replace it. And she did. And then I said, but I want this second matching one. And it was on sale for half price. So I got two shakers for like a quarter of the price, because one was free and one was a discount.
Yeah.
So do you see, I pray over every purchase. I pray because I write it on a sticky note, going to the store. Okay, so simple. I've got five great things that are going to happen for me. And the people there are going to be totally blessed. So it's people, places, and things from just a little sticky note. It's a wonder how simple that works, and everybody can do it, and everybody can laugh about it and have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So you've in your trainings when you're doing your group, it's kind of fun because it gets people just started. And like I say, even the children, and you can make pretty colors. I hand out a pack of sticky notes. That's how we start any meeting when people never manifested before. Everybody gets a pack. They write one thing per note. And the idea is you keep writing the whole pack.
Asking is something, I mean, it's like setting goals. That's very closely related. And for many people, it's not a skill that they've developed.
Because we've talked about the genie giving you three wishes, so you quit at three.
Yeah.
Right, you know? Yeah. And all of a sudden now, your New Year's resolution turns into three wishes because of this thing that the universe has created with us, that you can only have three wishes.
That's right.
So now you and I can go, here's a whole sticky note pack. Can you put one thing on every, you know, so what, there's 35 notes or something in there. And they can have to write. It's beautiful. It really turns out well. So
cool.
So use it. Everybody has fun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's very easy, very simple.
Very simple, very fun, make colorful. I buy all kind of colorful ones, and I let people pick their favorite color, and then we put them on the back of a door, around a coffee table, or whatever, you know, on your bathroom mirror, around the edge.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Yeah, you keep all of them, also in the days after.
When they come true, then you get open into your category, what I call gains, or manifested that it really came true.
Yeah, exactly.
The reason we keep the ones that came true, just you can stick them in the back of a notebook, you can put them in an envelope. The idea is at the end of the year, at the end of the quarter, whatever, and you go and see how many miracles you created, you start believing in yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
We want the people to believe in themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why the section is also on the workbook, of course. And how do you deal with all these other small things that come your way during the day? So in the morning or the day before, you decide which five things you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I don't know, the phone rings or you receive an email. This needs to be done. That needs to be arranged. Are there situations where that creates a certain form of stress? And if not, how do you stay away from that?
Okay. So basically your five are for you. They're your heart little babies, even if it's going to the grocery store, replacing something, any little thing, going to the gym. And so you make your five little things happen for sure. And if the gym has to be a half hour, still you take an abs class and you can still do something for a half hour. You show up in the parking lot and that's the part. Remember, the universe is going to give you the six-pack abs. So basically, you just get yourself there.
Yeah.
So you get yourself there, and it's all right if one of them, if the fifth one is replaced with something that came in during the day, then you just put that on the next day's sticky note. But then you make the thing that came in, you pray over it, and you make it a 5-10-star experience. Then you just change the fifth one out.
Yeah.
You know, we might have a 5 A and B if we if we have to do that. The idea is we laugh. If it gets more than 5, the 10-star experience starts getting a little bit cloudy.
Yeah, very much. You can either go horizontal or vertical, yeah. And right. Of course.
So just remember, then you can move something to the next day if it's something that's really urgent that comes up. But you know, vital and urgent are two different things. So if something's vital to survival, because urgent is just blah 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 blah, you know, the phone ringing, like you said.
Yeah.
So when people call me, I tell them right out there, the next available time I have to talk to you, to go out to lunch with you, to work professionally with you, whatever is. And so I always do now a rain check. I no longer will see somebody the same day, even if I have a slot.
Yeah. Yeah.
The reason is I say I will pray over you. And I understand that when I pray over you the night before, the morning of, and as you come in, it's a different appointment.
Exactly. It's much more valuable.
Drive-by shootings, let's say, that's really not helping anybody. It's not a 10-star experience. It's a ram-it-through experience. And so since I know that we've had lifetimes of ram-it-through experiences, the idea is it's a better experience to have a better experience.
Yeah, definitely. And when you say you pray over an experience, a person, how does that work? How does that prayer look exactly?
Uh-huh. So I say, dear God, please bring this wonderful person into my life. Bless them, bless me, bless the universe with their exchange. It's going to be wonderful. These are the parameters. They're all going to be met. The how is up to you. I'm so excited. Wow me. I always say this to God. Wow me with
wow
the
me. Yeah.
Make me laugh. Make me roll on the ground. It's like it's like Charlie Sheen humbling JT.
Like,
yeah. Oh my gosh, 2.5 hours of the best comedy that was worth the $100 or whatever I spent to be there, you know, in the show. This is the best comedy show I've ever had. And so just bring on the most, turn what you think is going to be the weirdest thing into the best thing. And I just welcome that to constantly be, you know, so my daughter, we prayed over because she's a very quiet person for school. When she went away to college, she was in the dorms. And so we prayed, oh, she needs her own room. And, you know, so I called the school. How do you get it? You can make a medical note. I'm like, oh God, you just handle it. So she's supposed to have a roommate, never showed up. Next semester, never showed up. Get a room by herself.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was on sale because I only paid for half the room, but she had the whole room.
Oh, yeah.
So how it happens, remember, is the miracle of God. And so we just say she would love to be having her own facility by herself, her own room, two closets, you know, for herself. 2 desks for herself, 2 beds. So when her friends come over, she's got, you know,
exactly.
Sleeping.
I
bought 2 sheet sets and 2 quilts and all that matching. You know, she had the old dorm room that matched. 2 blankets and 2 rugs and everything. And so literally she had the room to herself.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
I notice how automatic the how question comes to mind. Mm-hmm. I think that's a question that humans ask themselves most of all, every day in their life. How will I do this? How should I do that? How does that work?
And that is the limiting factor. Because when we start thinking, how am I going to make that sale and to who, right, in business, then when we think of how and who, then the greatest million people could be all around, but we're focused on selling it to that one person with that one price. And there could be a million other people waiting to to buy it for a better price. But we've said, this is the price. This. So when we get so specific with the how that we're going to do this sale, I this was a great example. A young knife salesman came to the house and wants to sell me some knives. And he says, I just would love you to buy a couple of knives because I'm only $200 away from my goal. And I said, well, that's real interesting. You want me to buy two knives. What if I owned 18 businesses and wanted to give knives away for Christmas? Now you just limited, you see, because your how was how I'm going to get my goal is sell two knives per person.
Yeah.
So I said, bring your goal open to buy whatever you'd like. And, you know, I know that the universe is going to make this goal and more happen because and the how is totally how the delivery system. So,
yeah.
So the how is the one word that has to be laid for God. It has to be wide open. That's called surrender. The surrender is you do the asking and you surrender the how to the entire power of the universe. And that's a training. It's a training.
Yeah, because you trust, you believe that it's okay, and that belief has to grow into a habit, into neural pathways that automatically act like that.
Right. So that's just it, you know, all of this is a training. That's why when you say, I'm slipping on it. Hey, you want to be a millionaire, the true millionaire, you discipline yourself.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet.
fire under your butt, whatever you
want. Lenk and I had we had a really funny conversation last Friday evening, it was. And I asked her, I said, Lenka, do you think I am disciplined enough? Because I can think of areas where I could push a little more. And she started laughing and laughing and laughing. And I still didn't know if it was right or wrong. And she said, Sander, I don't know anybody who is almost as disciplined as you are. How is it possible that you asked me this question? And I said, because nobody ever told me. I just do what I think is right. And yeah, nobody ever told me that in contrast to others, that's a lot or a little.
Okay, and think of this. When you are outstanding, you're not just good, you're not great, you're outstanding. That means you're going to be completely your own thumbprint. And to be this million true millionaires, we all have to take it upon ourselves to be outstanding, stand above, stand way above. And that's where you have to do your own disciplines on everything.
Yeah,
so exactly. It's the same thing for me. I was young enough to realize that all these people who are overweight and then they have to buy programs to get them off, what if they just didn't be overweight? Why don't they just keep their good weight? Then they would, what a waste to do that. Smoking cigarettes. They smoke the cigarette and then they have to unaddict themselves. I said, that's so inefficient. Just no cigarettes. They wanted drugs and then they have to quit the drugs. I said, well, that's ridiculous. Just don't touch the drugs and you don't have to undo it. So for me, it's just right from the start when you can get in your common sense quarter and say, this is either good or it's doing something else. Go with what's good and stay there, and then you can keep moving north. And that was one of the reasons I think my neurotransmitters could get the language thing. Even the other writers that are so positive saying use good words, and then they're using all these other words to say use good words, I could see it. Because I always was moving north with my existence, saying, gosh, everybody, why would you do something to un it? Just stay straight. Yeah. Stay straight and your energy will keep pushing you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. When you say stay straight, is that the same as make sure that everything you do is aligned with your goals, your vision, your values, so that in every activity, you know that you're moving forward in one area or another area.
Yeah, and even more so, do the best you can in every situation. So let's say food, organic food versus genetically modified food. Simple thing, right? There's labels. So if you know that organic is good, then just buy the organic. If you know that cleaning supplies are can be organic and you can drink the whole bottle, or you go to the poison center and buy that, just buy that one.
Yeah.
And use less if you want to keep the same price, right? How much cleaner do we need to use? How much shampoo do we need to use? So the idea is, in everything, you can either do it average or do it outstanding.
Exactly.
So for me, it's so simple to just do it outstanding.
Right.
Buy, shop outstanding. Buy outstanding. Discipline yourself outstanding. And when you're always doing this, this becomes the new bar to set by. So the million true millionaires will think outstanding thoughts, speak outstanding words, buy outstanding products, love outstandingly. And when it's standing out, it's unique. It's awesome. It's creation, real creation power. When I think what the million true millionaires, and what's the word true? This is what I love about the word true. And when Brian added the word true, I was like, that's great.
Yeah.
Because true means, do you know how many movies there are with all these rich, rich guys that aren't satisfied?
Exactly.
And so for us, we're going to be the people who progress in truth and are always satisfied and sharing the satisfaction. And as we are always satisfied and always sharing the satisfaction, we become the new truth. And so you and I and this group is in a movement for new truth. And it's really the old truth, but let's just put a newness of heart.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yes. And as we add the newness of heart, we're a network of people that are focusing on the good. So God, you know, here's the two trees, and this really becomes that: are we focusing on the good because we can, or are we always going, you know, like I said, outstanding is always focusing on the good and progressing, or are we over here doing the thing? So when you are always progressing and outstanding, life becomes outstanding in every moment, in every department. It becomes true. So truth, and I really prayed over, you know, our meeting here and said, wow, we're going to become something bigger than a church, bigger than a religion. And when I say bigger, I mean gooder, taller, uplifting, more uplifting, because we accept all. And we accept everybody in the perfection as they come.
Yeah.
We accept that is the perfection. And it's different than ever. It's unique. Every individual.
Pure integrity.
Pure integrity in the sense of just love. And as we love everybody and we grow together and we put growth and we put love and we put harmony and we wrap it around the fact that the true wealth is everything growing together. So the ones who achieve just money aren't satisfied. They've proven that. So the other millionaires... Some of them take drugs, some of them are smoking, some of them are, you know, running around with broken marriages, whatever it is. So what is a true millionaire? We have the opportunity to create this club of real, awesome, outstanding souls. And the outstandingness is truly our compassion, our love, our desire, our encouragement. So when you have a club of encouragement, wow.
Yeah.
You know, where on the internet do you have a club of encouragement?
Yeah, that's it. It feels like the standard is everyone's in it for themselves. And the thing is also, once you meet a person, we met somebody like that last week, who is different, who's outstanding and who thinks in the same way, it's such a delight to communicate, and it eliminates all the need to play games and use strategies. You just connect. You feel that it's right, and you say, okay, let's move on. What are we going to do?
Right. So this network is focusing on the oneness of humanity. That's the true millionaires. So we're focusing on the oneness. It's not my life. It's life itself. Do you see? We remove the word my.
Yep.
Okay? So we're building a network of encouragement and love, and it's one humanity. And we're building this absolute oneness back up when you know, little kids are like, that's mine. And we know when we were born, there was no mine. It was just, give me some clothing and food. It doesn't matter whose it is, right? The baby doesn't own the diapers. So the mom buys the diapers. Now, does she say they're my diapers? But then she puts it on the baby, and we were all confused of what is mine, because there is no mine.
Yeah.
So we lived in the illusion of mine, my life. We say my life. There is no my life. There is only life. So as we put this back into perspective to our million group, our group of million true millionaires, and we become this one humanity platform, all greatness will break, you know, out into greatness, because greatness will become beget more greatness and beget more greatness, and the fun and the rejoicing and the love and the harmony.
Yeah.
So now we're going to do this with everybody, because every human being is part of the oneness. Everybody's got their thumbprints, and we're here to encourage and embrace your thumbprints just where you are, and still make it a business, like you are encouraging people with their business platform. Still make it a true business. So this oneness can be achieved. The fun, Alexander, why I'm so excited to pour into younger people like you is, we've done it, like old Keith and I, and we've done it our way. The idea, like you said, is when you stand on somebody's shoulders, you say, let's sort. That we should throw that way. That will keep. That we'll use just a little bit of. We'll change this around a little bit. And so we'll start with this platform, and it'll grow much faster. The ability for my teenage children and you at 35 to and Lanka at 29, what's great is we can all stand. The universe has done it enough ways now. Now we just need to sort. And just like you're a good sorter, and my gift is to take things and say, wow, this just makes sense. Why would you have to smoke to unsmoke? Why would you have to overeat to then have to lose weight? Why would you have to get unfit to then have to get back into shape? Do you see? So my thing was an efficiency, like, and that was why do you speak stupid words to be heard by the universe clearly? What if we just spoke clear words? What if we just thought clear thoughts? What if we just stayed in the tree of life versus why would you ever visit that tree? Even the religions. So I see our group becoming basically a church. We could have even a church in it. We will have a prayer network in our network. So there's an asking network, and then there's a pray for me network.
Awesome.
Just pray for me.
Yeah.
So the people who want, this network is putting God on the top. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. This network is, and we're not a church. So the fun is, oh my goodness, there is going to be all this faith in this network, and this, we can become a church eventually if we'd like to. The idea is there's just faith in this network, and we're going to take the noetic sciences, and we're going to take the Course in Miracles and all those pieces that people have stood on before, and we can just say, okay, now you are so good at efficiency, and I'm in life efficiency, you're in business efficiency. And we can say, gosh, let's just push that right up, and people can have efficiency in their life.
Exactly.
Efficiency in their business, and the wealth is automatically there because there's wealth in every molecule.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's where I'm excited about the whole network is, yes, when people can start feeling together versus separate, miracles will happen.
Yeah.
Because we're two or three come together. So this whole competition thing is when you separate yourself and then you think you have to climb on somebody's head to get better. There's a lot of people volunteering their shoulders to stand on, then climb on their shoulders because they're saying, please, I'm right here, let's do this thing. And then you can really see to the next level.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Huh? What, so we're a whole network. We're going to be a whole different network.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's for sure, because the values are different. And the beauty with these values, they're also the values that we communicate to all of our students, everybody we work with. We always communicate five values, and we tell people that these are our compass for decisions we make on how to communicate, how to do business, how to deal with situations. It's always integrity, empathy, patience, discipline, and contribution. Those are the five that guide all the actions. And once people get what that means, it creates a connection that they've never experienced before.
Right. And so the one word that I would want you to slash over is love and integrity. Integrity alone isn't going to get you there. Love's going to get you there because love's the answer to every question.
What's so the difference between love and integrity?
Okay. So it's very interesting because integrity takes away your opportunity to love yourself. So integrity is very interesting because it's because you do this and you really are in this, then you're going to win. Love is love. Love is as I love myself more, I can give more. Love is when I can be there, then more. So I just, with all my experience, and I have lots of experience in this field, the word integrity has to not be in your top five.
Interesting. It has to do with, we give a different definition to the word integrity. So the definition that we use is integrity being to act in accordance with the truth, meaning that what I do is equal to what I say, is equal to what I think, to what I feel, and what I am. What I am is love. So when everything is aligned with love, integrity means to act in accordance with the one truth, with love.
That word, here's a great example of it. And this was a thing that just happened in the last couple weeks. There was a gentleman in the Anthony Robbins who flew in from India, and he is the chief brain surgeon and really knows brain, medical doctor in India. And he came up with, like I do, the different lights and sound waves that can actually remove brain tumors. And so he's doted all over India as, my gosh, fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Although some of his colleagues are kind of mad at him or think, well, why did he get the credit? You know, he did drugs and all that, and I can do things. So why are we saying he's so good? So because integrity was his number one thing on his goal list for himself, he was now suicidal, wanting to kill himself at Christmas. Okay, even though he's one of the smartest men in India and wealthy and all that, and he wanted to kill himself because he couldn't line up with the integrity bar because everybody didn't love him. Because he's doing something controversial, he's curing cancer. Okay, so now integrity couldn't line up because integrity a lot of times has to do with other people's alignment with you.
Okay.
The only alignment you have with you is God.
I see we have clearly a different definition of the word integrity, and that's important because I find that most people you ask what integrity actually means, they find it hard to give a clear definition. So
I would say living in truth with love.
Yeah.
Or acting in truth with love. So integrity then is up to you to act in truth with what you consider love.
Yeah.
You know, so instead of using that word, so the word integrity, though, in this gentleman, he's from India, right? And so here's a whole other country we're talking about. And in America, too, integrity is that you don't watch pornography to some people. And integrity is that you don't drink too much to some people.
Yeah.
Integrity has to do with outside of your self actions. When the whole idea is we're empowering them from within your connection to God.
Yeah.
So just use a different phrase or word or whatever for that word integrity. Because here this man was going to kill himself over the fact that he wasn't matching up to his standards of the word integrity.
Yeah, that's very sad.
His kids had to love him. What teenage kid is going to always love you every minute of every day? And that his wife had to respect him, and his kids had to respect him, and that everybody else had to revere him in his colleagues. And so what this integrity monster got so big that here's this brilliant man.
Yeah, and indeed, and to me, all these things have nothing to do with integrity. It's just a completely different definition. But if this is how people look at the word, then we should be careful using that word.
Yeah.
Because the last thing we want is miscommunications.
Literally, this whole thing turned around when we removed integrity and put love there instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, literally, he's like, okay, I'm not going to kill myself now. Forget the suicide. Okay. Yeah. And so you'd see, wow, this was very interesting because this was a hugely educated man. And so for him, and he could speak English, you know, obviously working with the U.S. and India and all that. And so what are we calling integrity? Because so anytime any of our five have to do with what other people think of us, take it off the list. Because the five have to
of
be
course.
What you in your heart can change and control for yourself.
Of course.
All right?
Yeah.
So it has to be. So one of the teachings I give, Alexander, that, which is really wild, is there's two parts to it. One, I say love without emotion. Remove all emotion. Because first you have to just experience love.
Yeah.
Then when you add emotion in, you're enhancing love. But we just get so wild with this. So I say love without emotion. That's so, so important. So practice that and just love. Just love for no reason, for no thoughts. Just love. Just be the love. Practice the love. And then when you add that heavy duty back in, then the love is going to go high because you're adding it in goodness.
Yeah.
So remove all other emotion that, oh, what did that person say? And what are they going to think? And what? And the second thing that I teach people is there's no they. So when you're now going to work with me in mentorship, I'm going to tell you something. There's only you and God. So it's not what are they going to think and what are they doing and the she, he, it.
No.
Remove all those words.
Yeah.
There's only you. You and God. And so everything that happens in your world, it's between you and God. And there is no, you're not performing for they ever. You're performing for you and your creator.
Exactly.
And so if you remove all the she, he, it, them out of the sentences, now we have the truth.
Yeah, that's when you yourself become creator of your universe.
You got it, yes. When it's all about you and up to you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So for a short time, you remove all the they, she, there's only you and your God. It's kind of like I call it the 40 days out in the wilderness, like Jesus took multiple times. And John the Baptist went and lived out in the wilderness. So for us to live out in the wilderness, you and I, it's where we're removing all the she, he, it, they, it's their problem, they did that, what are they going to think? Uh-huh. What are the neighbors going to think?
Yeah.
So I simply say three things, my teachings. Number one, I say, Alexander, do you have any need for control over anything?
Need for control? do I or should I? So... I know, I mean, you should fully surrender, and I do feel that my body, just like any other human body, has the urge to control things. At the same time, I know that that the ultimate freedom exists when you give up control.
That's right. So let's start with that first thing. Who's in control of everything? God, right? Because whether you and I are here, is the sun still going to shine tomorrow, and is the moon and the stars still going to do their thing, whether we're alive or dead? Right. So the truth is, do we really have any control over any of this experience on Earth? No.
Not at all.
We really have, God has all control. We really have zero control. So that word doesn't even exist.
Yeah, that's true.
The second thing is there any part of you still feeling some kind of a need for security?
A small part, yes, but I know that it's much smaller than it was 10 years ago.
Right. So now, when we're doing the training together, say, wait a second. If God's in charge of everything and he does such a miraculous job, security's handled.
Yeah.
So no longer can there be any need for security in my soul. And the third human need is to please others.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is really interesting. There are no others. You came into this world half alone, you're going out half alone. There are no others. Let's start practicing. So in our trainings, when we really get powerful, we remove any he, she, it, they. There's me alone in charge of this entire experience with God, connected to God. So God's in total control. Yes, so those three parameters are really important to question in your own heart to make sure constantly that you have said, okay, God, it's all, you're in all control, you're all security, and there are no others. This life is about you and I and life itself.
Yeah.
And we're one. So I am all your people, God. That's my prayer to him. And you are my God. I am all your people. I represent all your people. The buck stops here. Let's put it that way. And that's how I pray. So I'm the representative to everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I can see how that is very powerful.
Yeah. And it works.
Yeah.
And I get instant results all the time.
Exactly. What do you think or what have you found is the biggest click or insight that a human needs to experience in order to decide to become outstanding?
That they came into this life experience already knowing what they need. The word need isn't in there. So you came into this life experience it's a decision. It's such a decision to just say, God and I already had, I'm going to live it in joy, I'm going to live it in peace, I'm going to live it in harmony, I'm going to take others with me, and it's all good, all the time. So for me, it's a decision. So the way I do it, and it's fun for you, you can pick up anything in the hand and just say, hold your pencil, so they can hold their pencil in their hand. And then it's like this, anything we do in life, it's this simple, you know, now. Roll it around a little. This is all your emotions. Your pen represents all your emotions, and roll it around in your hand a little bit. Okay? And so when we talk words like, I am hungry, but you're Alexander, and we might say, I am angry, but you're Alexander. So you should say, I am Alexander, feeling temporarily a little hunger, a little anger.
Yeah.
But our own words have said, I am not sure. Instead of, I am Alexander, I am Alexander, I am Alexander, feeling for a moment, who cares, whatever. So just drop them, drop the pen. Set it down. Look how quickly you drop in 1 second. Now, just because you dropped that pen, I know you can drop anything. Because you just dropped it something.
Yep.
So if you can do, how you can do something is how you can do everything.
That's right.
So now it was a choice. Open your hand up and drop it. Going through our own heart in our own reality, we have to say, what in our existence shall we open up our hand and just drop? So a lot of times we go back and say, what were words or phrases spoken at home? So money doesn't grow on trees. Girls aren't good as boys. You're so ugly. You know, what was pounded into our little subconscious, what, and it wasn't that it was pounded, what did we accept?
Yeah.
And it's not, yeah. So taking one moment and going back through and saying, what did I allow in that maybe my filter should have said ridiculous? And instead I held on to it like that pen. Now I got to let it roll around a little bit. And then I have to say, what am I going to set down? The minute you set down all that stuff that wasn't yours, it was something, it came from a teacher, a preacher, a religion, a politics, a neighbor.
It can be anything.
You set all that out. Now you can begin.
Exactly.
So the first thing I say with anybody is, okay, so somebody abused you or beat you, or you got, your parents got divorced, whatever all that is. The idea is, you also, this is a very important thing to think about, you can forgive the person and still disagree with the behavior.
Yeah.
So,
like Jesus when he was put on the cross.
That's right. Right. So he loved the people, he disagreed with the behavior. And so really helping people make a list of any weirdness that they experienced over and over and over at home. And the weirdness, I mean, mostly is words. So if a mother, if somebody said, like, don't let the bed bugs bite, you know, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yep.
Now, somebody says that every night, bugs are in your mind, right? Bugs, 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 1,000 times bugs. Then you might say, why do I always notice bugs, or I'm afraid of spiders or this or that? Well, if somebody said the word bugs to you 1,000 times, you know.
Yep. Yep.
Could you imagine?
Exactly. Exactly.
How weird that is? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the big realizations we've had in the past years is that, so first of all, I am not my body. I experience this life through my body, and my body is programmed to think certain thoughts and feel certain emotions based on certain stimuli from the environment. And as you said, it's not me feeling angry, it's my body having angry emotions going around. And this notion of seeing the body as this super advanced machine, call it an artificial intelligence robot that is beyond your wildest imagination, and continuously it is updating its own programming based on what works and what doesn't work. It's writing rules into this deep archive of everything it's experienced, and these rules are being consulted for every decision we make in life, be it big decisions, be it small decisions. It is these decision-making rules that that define what we do and what we don't do. So this notion of knowing that we have a whole bunch of rules stored in the back of our minds, out of which some are very helpful and some are limiting, that opens up the door to seeing personal development as in one by one defining which limiting rules are holding you back, replacing them with helpful rules, and simply base your decisions on those helpful ones moving forward.
Yeah, and that's really what has, I can move somebody forward out of their stuff in moments because I can just help them see where it came from. And that it's like, that's not even my stuff. That's not my belief, but I'm honoring with integrity somebody else's belief. Whoa, let's drop that and let's replace it, or let's think about what my good ones are and live those. So I do help people in that regard a lot, and I think that that's what's gotten me where I've gotten is I set things down very quickly. I just drop it.
Yeah, remember, is it helpful? Drop it.
So yesterday has to be dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's extremely powerful. And as soon as I got that notion of whatever you believe, it is true. So the question is not what should I believe, but what do I want to believe?
And what have I been believing? Yeah.
What have I been believing that got me to this point? That single notion has been so powerful.
Yeah, that's what got me to this point, my old beliefs.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to be satisfied and they happen to not be yet satisfied, it's their belief system has to be rearranged or set down.
That's it. Yeah, it's very powerful to understand that. We actually, Lenka and I just got certified NLP practitioners last weekend. So that was a very, very interesting step in our personal development, both as a coach and as a subject, because we did, of course, a lot of inner work as well, and we managed to clear up a whole lot of things. So it was all in all, it was a very powerful experience.
Yeah, so the next piece to it, if anybody really wants to be their most powerful self, is do hypnotherapy. Get hypnotized many times and see what comes through it.
Yeah, we plan to do this summer the NLP Master certification,
yes.
And that includes hypnosis.
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I've done and have been most helpful.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. It just cleans things out and helps you understand who you are and how you linked it up and forgiving yourself. So really understanding too that the only forgiveness that ever needs to be done is to yourself. Just forgive you.
And that was Carissa. She has such a sense of clarity, and everything she says, it's just so logical when she says it. And then I think, how come I didn't think of these things sooner? So enormously valuable. And I found the more I started to apply these principles, not only the more we moved forward in business, the more we got done, it was also a lot more fun. We were building great relationships and this positive way of living and working, choosing love over fear consistently every moment throughout the day, that has been a huge game changer for us. So I hope you enjoyed this interview as well. To stay in contact with Carissa, you can find Receive Joy on Amazon, the book Ask and You Shall Receive. Also make sure you get the workbook for your daily askings, because you heard Carissa, learning to ask is like training a muscle. You need to learn to visualize, to really think about what you want the future to look like and which building blocks you need to create that picture. Now, when you know which building blocks you need, you activate your mind and you activate the hidden powers in the universe to start working in your favor and to pay attention to the things that matter most to you. So on Amazon, Receive Joy, that's where you find them. To stay in touch with Earn More Work Less, with our How to Work Stress-Free program, make sure you register on earnmoreworkless.com/stressfreemasterclass. We hope to see you there. And of course, we're going to see you next week again with another amazing interview. We have some really cool entrepreneurs lined up. Normal people, regular people who decided to step up and make a change. And now they're impacting lives all over the world. So I'm excited to bring those interviews to you. We are going to see each other soon. For now, I hope you are inspired. Let's go out, have fun, change lives, and create beautiful experiences for each other.